الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. As we have been discussing the past few days about on this ayat and the Quran Sharif, the great value the Quran Sharif holds. So with regard to that, we have discussed that Iman bil Quran, Iman on the whole Quran, and on every ayat, every injunction, every teaching of the Quran Sharif also. And then secondly, the respect and love for the Quran Sharif that we should have. May Allah Ta'ala increase us in all these things all the time. And thirdly, to learn the Quran Sharif in all the different ways. Whatever it is, to be able to read it looking inside Nazara. And then after that, to memorize at least how many surahs are required, and then to become hafiz also, and even more, to become, to learn the meaning, that is to become an alim, and then there is no end to that, or it carries on. And then of course, alhamdulillah, now with the all the different qiraats, all the different modes, etc., whatever, to keep on learning, and Allah give us tawfiq that we keep on learning, till maut, Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. And then to make amal on the Quran Sharif. That is one of the most important aspects of the rights of the Quran Sharif. To make amal on all the ayat, all the teachings, as we are reading from the fadail of Quran, and this adab and etiquette, they are all from the Quran Sharif. So to try to make amal on all of that. And in the making of amal, one important aspect of amal is tilawat of Quran, to recite Quran Sharif. It is also an amal, and it is an important amal. And the reciting of the Quran Sharif, if we see, Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala had ordered Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam with reading the Quran, what we call to read Quran Sharif. The tafsir is different, the different modes of qiraat are different, just to make tilawat. One place Allah Ta'ala says, utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitab. Utlu, make tilawat. And so Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and there was never a person who was more busy than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. One person wrote to Maulana Salim Thorat Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, and said that, I don't have time to read Quran Sharif. My schedule is so busy, I'm so occupied. What a beautiful answer Maulana gave. He said, it isn't that you haven't got time, it is that the importance of the Quran Sharif is not in your heart. If you had the importance of it in your heart, you should definitely take out time. A person takes out time for smoking, a person takes out time for his cell phone, a person takes out time for passing time. He takes out time for passing time. For everything a person can take out time. If Quran Sharif was important in a person's life, he would definitely. And that refers to not only Ramadan we must increase, but out of Ramadan also. Every day we should be reciting Quran Sharif. So to recite the Quran Sharif. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the greatest position that any person can hold in the world is the position of Nabuwat and Risalat. That is the greatest, greatest position. Being the Prime Minister, President, or Chairman of some organization, all that is nothing compared to Risalat. And the work a Nabi is given by Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala is the greatest amount of work. He, in his era, in his area, he is responsible for the hidayat of all the people. To make effort, not for the hidayat rather, but for the effort of hidayat. So how much effort he has to make. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, his time was not restricted to his lifetime. His lifetime of Nabuwat, about 23 years. His duty wasn't only for 23 years, but was till the day of Qiyamah. The area he had to work in was not only amongst the Arabs, but the whole world. And in fact, the jinn also. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala to jinn and man also. So how much his duties, and to make that effort all the time. And consequently, we see that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had to in fact console Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, because he made so much. Taha ma anzalna alaykal Qur'ana litashqa. We haven't sent the Qur'an Sharif to make your life difficult for you. Illa tazkiratan liman yakhsha. But it is a reminder for those who fear Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam had made great, great strides and efforts. And who doesn't know that as soon as he got Nabuwat, he started immediately his mission. And his mission carried on right through till the end. And so much of, with all that work, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had commanded that you have to make tilawat. Inni umirtu an atlu al Quran. In one ayat, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, I've been commanded, what is it? To recite the Quran Sharif. So recitation of Quran Sharif is a great farad upon us. Fuqaha have not written it down as a farad, but we should take it. It is my farad to read Quran Sharif and to read it regularly and to read a fair portion as much as we can. So tilawat of Quran Sharif. For that, little bit by way of inspiration, ye in the khanqa, mashallah, some brothers have come and said how much they're reading, and that they're trying to make one khatam every day. And there are brothers who do. Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, on one occasion, for the encouragement of recitation of the Quran Sharif, wrote to his khulafa, and he said, I would like each one to inform me, after Ramadan, how much of Quran Sharif you recited. All, mashallah, recited plenty. The most was Hazraji, Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, was the Amir of the Tabligh Jamaat, and he wrote that I only managed to finish 61 khatams. In Ramadan, 61 khatams. Allahu Akbar. And that was with all his other duties also. The Jamaats that are going for returning home, etc., to give them hidayat, guidance, etc., Jamaat that are going in the path of Allah, make dua for them. Lot of other duties Hadraji had. Hadraji was also, comes to mind, for Allah give us the tawfiq also to adopt it. Between Asr and Maghrib in Ramadan, Hadraji should stand and make dua. And he was of advanced age. Today we find it difficult to even stand in namaz. But in dua, he should stand and make dua. And his dua was not only for Muslims, hidayat of the people, but like, for example, anywhere there is some riots taking place, anywhere, not Muslim, non-Muslims also, should make dua for that also. There are floods in certain place. There are droughts in another place. For all that, everything, so big were their hearts. Of course, for hidayat of the Muslims, the hidayat of mankind, how much du'as they should make. So that was a period between summer and winter, about 45 minutes, 1 hour to 1.5 hours, and Hazraji should be making du'a all the time. So anyway, but Quran Sharif, 61 khatams. In spite of all that, 61 khatams of. And then again, of course, his reading, anyone who heard Hadraji, his reading wasn't fast, like tartil, but he should read measured tone. He should read very, very nicely. So, and this one time, Hadraji, Hadrat Maulana Mufti Mahmood Hassan Sahib Gangohi, rahmatullah alayhi, explained that many things that we hear about people, Hadrat Umar, is most probably, or Hazrat Ali, when he should put his one leg on the stirrup of the horse, and by the time he puts his next leg, he should complete one khatam of Quran Sharif. Now Hazrat Mufti Sahib, rahmatullah, explained, there is no other way to understand it but a mu'jiza, a miracle from Allah Ta'ala. Whom Allah wants to give, Allah gives. We find that the man of Allah, today also, the amount of work they do, because Allah puts barakat in their time. Other ordinary people, if you go and see, you can't manage that amount. There isn't the gunjaish, there isn't the space for it in the 24 hours. But when Allah Ta'ala wants to, then Allah Ta'ala gives barakat. And when Allah takes out barakat, you have all the time and you find you have done nothing. You haven't achieved anything. That is when barakat is taken out. Allah Ta'ala give us barakat. Allah Ta'ala make us His obedient servants. So, tilawat of Quran Sharif, one friend of ours who was running Makatib madrasas in Cape Town. On his return on one journey of his, he told me, there is one family and there are three daughters in the family. All three are hafidah and very good hafidahs also. So, they should read Quran Sharif. He said every day before Fajr, each one should read 5 paras, 5 juz. After some time, many years, I met him and I asked him again, are they still maintaining that? Because it's not easy, 5 juz every day before Fajr to be reading. So he told me, I just phoned them about 2 weeks ago and I inquired. And he told me they are reading now 10 juz every day. Before Fajr, every day 10 juz. One good friend of ours, also a very wealthy person in the gold business. He once was speaking, and he Hafiz also. So I said that, I wonder, you manage the Taraweeh every year, because the whole year if you don't read, it becomes difficult in Ramzan to make Taraweeh. So he said, every year I read. And he says, for me, my Quran Sharif, he said, every day, 1 hour, before Fajr, I read my 3 juz. So for a Hafiz, 20 minutes a juz normally. It's not a big deal. So he says, so I manage it. So when Ramzan and Taraweeh comes, it's no big deal for me. Because I was reading the whole year, my 3 juz. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to read as much as we can Quran Sharif. In Ramadan, to increase it as much as we can. And out of Ramadan also, to carry on reading Quran Sharif as much as we can. It's a great, great ni'mat, a boon from Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. There are many people, Allahu Akbar, one person, a bus driver, was a Hafiz of Quran in Pakistan. His duty was to drive the bus from Lahore to Islamabad. A journey of perhaps, I don't know, 5 hours or something maybe like that. So he says that every day, when he goes towards Lahore, towards Islamabad, he reads 15 juz, 15 paras. He's just driving, so he's got nothing more to do. So he says, I'm busy reading. And on my return, another 15 juz. So where there's a will, there's a way. And then Allah Ta'ala makes it easy also accordingly. So every day he should make one khatam of Quran Sharif. Going towards Islamabad and coming back. On that, I just remember one other incident. One person driving a bus or maybe a taxi like this, what you call this? No, this 12-seater, minibus, mini taxi or whatever he used to drive. So he was driving and he saw a person standing by the road to pick him up, a passenger. So he stopped and after that he passed away. And the passenger wasn't to be seen. It was Malakul Maut waiting for him. And Malakul Maut came and took his ruh in that way. So anyway, that's just a by the way. Allah make us also to be ready for Maut. And to be ready for Maut, one very important thing, tawbah, istighfar continuously. And that Allah give us tawfiq to listen to after Zohar we read Shauq-e Watan, to try and listen to that properly at night, Maut ki Yaad, And these things really bring us to our senses, that for what we are here, and we don't know when our time can come. Any person's time can come any time. And so Allah Ta'ala give us all husn khatima on imani kamil. Allah makes fadl karam upon us. Our gunas are so much, but Allah Ta'ala's mercy knows no limits and no bounds. On that, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, a person can be the worst gunegar, the biggest sinner, no matter how many his sins are. But his sins are, no matter how much, but they are not unlimited. They are a certain amount, no matter how much they are, mountains and mountains of gunas, and equal to the foam of the waves of the ocean. But Allah, in front of Allah, one rahmat, that is nothing. Allah's rahmat is unlimited. It knows no bounds. So a person should never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. No matter one person, he had made 30 great buzur. 30 years he made hajj. And every year when he says his labbaik, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik, la sharika laka labbaik, إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ وَالنَّعْمَةَ لَكْ وَالْمُلْكُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكْ. Allah give us all tawfiq of hajj. And then you say it with that feeling that, Ya Allah, you call me, I'm the baik. Like the ustad calls out, roll call is taken, and the student says, labbaik, labbaik, labbaik. I'm the baik. I'm present here, my Allah. So anyway, he said labbaik, and then his khadim, the one who used to attend on him, make his khidmat, he heard, la labbaik. That Allah says your labbaik is not accepted. So he told the Shaykh, that why are you then making all this effort? Hajj is mujahada. Going to Mina, from there to Arafat, from there to Muzdalifah, Mina again, Makkah, back to Mina, and all. Hajj is quite strenuous. Why are you making when it is not accepted? He said, I've got nowhere else to go to. This is my only door, and we can do really nothing else but the things which Allah wants us to do, and do them in the hope, even if it's not accepted, but Ya Allah, I can only come to you. I got nowhere else. Ilahi, abduka al-asi, ataka muqirram bidhunubi wa qadda'ak. Oh Allah, your gunegar banda has come to you, and he accepts all his gunas. And if you may show your mercy, it's your kindness. And if you don't, then where must I go to? I'm only your banda, nobody else's banda. I've got nowhere else to go. So we keep on trying. So all our ibadat, tilawat, everything, we try our best. And we try and keep on making recitation, tilawat of Quran. And then, of course, there are various degrees of the tilawat of the Quran Sharif also. One is just to recite, which is also good. In fact, in one riwayat it comes that when a person tries to read correctly and he reads wrongly, then Allah Ta'ala appoints an angel, a farishta, to correct the reading and then bring it to Allah Ta'ala in the corrected form. So we have to keep on trying all the time. And the best form, what we can do, we must keep on trying all the time. And we have got nowhere else to turn but to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So, and there are many, many other instances of people who recite Quran Sharif. And one instance I just remember now. On one occasion in Karachi, there was a lady, a wealthy lady, and her worker, a young girl, she was working for her. And it was time for the girl to knock off and to go now. But then, contrary to the normal weather of Karachi, it was hailing. Otherwise, Karachi is in part of the desert area. It doesn't really rain also there. And heavy rains are seldom there. But it was hailing heavily. So the mistress, the owner of the house, the lady, she told her, you can't go now in this rain, sit here. And then she went and made some coffee, and she told, let us have coffee. She got under a duvet or whatever, and she read a novel, and she was going to read and sip on her coffee. That girl asked her politely that if I could have a Quran Sharif. She was taken aback that a young girl like this, and coming of a poor background, what's her relationship with Quran Sharif. But anyway, she asked, so she got up to go and fetch, and she felt so shy. She says, when I picked up the Quran, it was covered with dust. And nobody was reading it for so long. And I took a tissue paper and I wiped it. And the tissue paper became brown. It tore, and so much of dust on it. Anyway, I brought it. When I brought it to give to her, she says, if you can just allow me to go and make wudu first. So she said, all right, go. She made wudu, she came back. She took, now she's watching her, eyeing her, that she knows, like she illiterate. She doesn't know anything. So she took it first, she opened the Quran upside down. And then slowly, slowly she got it right. And then turning pages, she came to fourth supara, lantana lulbir. When she came there, now lan, she took her finger and lam and noon. She's going with her finger on that and joining the two. Then she asked, can you read? She says, no, I can't read. But I hope from Allah Ta'ala, one day Allah will give me tawfiq to be able to read the Quran. But that love and desire and eagerness of the Quran Sharif. This lady, house lady says, I felt so ashamed. I've got my laptop with me. I've got my computer here. I can just press a few buttons and I can go on any site and start learning online, Quran Sharif, etc. So many things I can do. But here is a girl like this, and how much of shock she has got. And that became the cause of her, the boss, the madam, to change her life. So anyway, tilawat of Quran Sharif is a very great thing. May Allah Ta'ala bless us all with tilawat of Quran Sharif, and to try and fix a place. Very, very important also, which Mashayikh advised, that if you just say, I'm going to read, but you don't fix a time and a place also, then it goes out of hand. A timetable, when you set it and you follow it, that this is my time, so that slot is for nothing else but for Quran Sharif tilawat. So when you come in that slot, then there is nothing else to do. It's now time for Quran Sharif. Then we will read it in that time, whether it is after Fajr. And in the Quran al-Fajri, kana mashhuda. We are very fortunate if we put those people here in the Jami Masjid when we go. And then I see one person just sitting a few spaces away from me, but his lips are moving continuously. He's reading Quran Sharif. So, and the Quran Sharif of Fajr time, it is evidenced, witnessed by the Malaika of the night also. They are going off duty. And the Malaika of the day, they are coming on duty. And how fortunate will be a person, his last amal that is recorded in his Nama-i-Amal for the day was Quran Sharif Tilawat. And how fortunate that person, the first amal in his Nama-i-Amal, Quran Sharif Tilawat. It is hoped if Allah sees starting with Quran and the end is with Quran Sharif, perhaps Allah won't even look at the balance. It's all past. Everything goes through that. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to read Quran Sharif as much as possible. Then another great duty of the Quran Sharif, after making amal also and making tilawat also, then comes another very, very important aspect also, and that is to teach the Quran Sharif. Where to learn the Quran Sharif we mentioned, and in that we did mention aspects of teaching also. But to teach the Quran Sharif, to make that also an object of our life, to teach the Quran Sharif, wherever we are, especially those who have become huffaz, and more than them, those who have become alims, qaris, they are hafiz also, wherever we go. And mashallah, there are those people, perhaps they don't get a full-time teaching job, then they're doing some other job, but they take out time. One good friend of ours, we studied together, Allah give him Jannah. He was in Lodium. And he explained to me, many wealthy people who didn't know how to read Quran Sharif, but they became conscious, they wanted to learn. So he should go, they shouldn't come to him, they were too shy to come. He should go to them in their office. Now big business, the office is also smart, up to date, modern office, and like he's got an appointment with them. Like that he goes with that excuse. And then the office, everyone else leaves the office, and then he should teach. And he taught so many people Quran Sharif like this. So what a great amal to teach the Quran Sharif. There are people, it's not whether it's healthy or unhealthy, it's not a common practice here in our country, but India, Pakistan, where people go to the people's houses to go and teach the children Quran Sharif. Now that shouldn't be actually, in fact, one alim, Maulana Taha Karani's brother, Abdul Rahman, no. Anyway, his brother, Abdus Salam, I think. Anyway, his brother, he wanted to learn Quran Sharif from Sheikh, who was the famous Sheikh? Sheikh Saleh Abadi. Most probably it was him. So the first day when he went, and he went to learn, so I asked him that, how did you come? He said, I drove my car and I came. He said, you'll never learn like that. You come by train. And from there you take a walk to my place. And then you come and learn. That is when you will be able to learn. In other words, that that earnestness, that desire. And that is what people in the days of before, they should do that. One great sheikh of Ghazza, he was a great alim also, great mujahid also, in every aspect, how his life. Every day he should travel from the north of Ghazza to the south, 40 kilometers. After becoming a proficient great alim, still to learn further, he should go to another sheikh to go and learn every day. So that jazba, if I look at myself, I feel so ashamed. What jazba people have for the Quran Sharif, and many others also for the learning of the Quran Sharif. What we learned from the people of Indonesia, the students came here, Allah took us there also, and we saw that they should sacrifice everything. In fact, one student who came here, and now is running a very big madrasa, for boys also, girls also, one side, mashallah, very big madrasa. So one day I asked him, how you came and what encouraged you, you there? So he says, when I finished my studies there in Indonesia, I wanted to study further. My father told me, I got no problem with that. You can study further, but I haven't got money to support you. You have to make the arrangement yourself. And there he says it was common that they used to go to Taiwan and get a job there and make a quick buck. Like people go to Saudi, for example, or to go to Dubai, for example, quickly they make some money. So we should go to Taiwan. There he says, the masjid I went to make namaz, there was Ayub Taiwanese. He was a student who was studying in a madrasa here. And how he came here, there was a jamaat of lands that went to Taiwan. They found him there, the imam in the masjid, and in that concrete jungle. And he that one little place where the masjid is, and he was making imam. They encouraged him to study further, so he came here to study. And mashallah, he studied reasonably, and then he went back. So he met him. He went to make namaz there. So he told him, you have come here to make money. You want to study further. You go to Azadpur. Then like that, he came here, and after that, he established his madrasa. He sent plenty students here also to learn. So just see from where to where it goes. All to learn the Quran Sharif. They devoted. So he told me, he says that while I was studying, I stayed in my ustad's house. And my duty was to scrub the floors, wash the dishes. And in return, I got a little sleeping place and I got food for the day. I should get my meals from there. So for learning the Quran Sharif, how they went out of their way. And also to teach people how they went out of their way to teach the Quran Sharif. Allah give us also tawfiq, that we also make it the mission of our life. And as partly it came already, from many countries, there are many ulama who go to different other countries and they establish madaris there, makatib there. From here, what we know of in South Africa, here in Mozambique area, especially the north of Mozambique, Nampula and that area. Many organizations are in Malawi, how many organizations? Then there are ulama who are working in on the west coast of Africa, on there. So alhamdulillah, from many other countries also, what we know, from the UK, there are ulama from there also who are running makatib, madaris, other places. So Allah Ta'ala make that also our mission, to teach the Quran Sharif. And how much we can, we try and go out of our way. And خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ أو كَمَا قَالْ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. The best amongst you is he who learns the Quran Sharif and teaches, or teaches the Quran Sharif. This is Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi has written, and we read from the reading that the whole deen is hinged onto the Quran Sharif. Everything our whole deen is with regard to the Quran Sharif. So how much the Quran Sharif is emphasized, how much it is read, how much it is taught, how much we learn it, so much will deen become alive. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to be engaged. And the least we can do is to give our support for all these places, not run them down. The weaknesses are everywhere. One good point one person told me, he told me, if you look for faults, you'll find million faults. And if you look for the good, then you'll find the good. Otherwise, you only find the faults all the time. So, in the teaching of the Quran Sharif, where it is taught in different places, there are weaknesses, admitted. Sometimes the students don't even come. Sometimes the ustad doesn't even come. The inspector who is appointed doesn't do his inspection, and there is really like chaos. But even then, the little bit that is taking place. Once in one place we were, and we made Zuhar Namaz, and then they told me, come with us. And I went, I was so pleasantly surprised that in that place that you least expected, mashallah, the room was full of little children. And all were reading, and like in a maktab, all are reading at the top of their voices. All are reading loudly. It was really so pleasant. So this learning of the Quran Sharif, wherever, in fact it is narrated, when Allah wants to send this azab down on a place, and he finds their little children learning the Quran Sharif, Allah withholds his azab. So this is a very, very important aspect of our deen. So to teach the Quran Sharif. One other very important aspect of the Quran Sharif also, which also some people are doing, alhamdulillah, but we all should try, and that is propagate the Quran Sharif. The teachings of the Quran, what the Quran Sharif teaches, we must propagate it, inform the people of it. Like, for example, the bayans ulama give, usually they will read one ayat and they will explain from there, or different other ways like that, to take the message to the non-Muslims also. There are many people, different places. I heard of a person here in Binoni. I don't know, at one busy intersection he stands there, and he's all the time giving da'wat of Islam, his da'wat of Islam. Still carrying on, mashallah. So in that way, and we should consult with the ulama, and the most effective way, the best way, how to do it correctly, how to get good results. Alhamdulillah, there are some students in the madrasa also, together with their studies, and good students who are dedicated students, but they are working in the free time. They go and they give da'wah to the non-Muslims. And mashallah, they are also getting good results. People are responding, and people are accepting Islam. So to try and spread Islam, propagate the teachings of the Quran Sharif. And the best is that it becomes part of our life. Our akhlaq becomes that. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked about the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. She said, kana khuluquhu al-Quran. His akhlaq was the Quran Sharif. Aw kama qala. That what the Quran Sharif teaches, that was what was the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah Ta'ala give us also tawfiq that we also try and propagate the Quran Sharif. And the best way the Sahaba propagated the Quran, they were the living Quran Sharif. If you wanted to see the Quran Sharif, you see the lives of the Sahaba. How they did their business, how they treated their families, how they associated with people. Everything was what the Quran Sharif had taught. So the Quran Sharif is a great, great kitab. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us. And the month of Ramadan is the month of Quran Sharif. It was revealed in this month. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam used to make so much door. Repeat what Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, either Jibreel alayhi salam should read and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should listen, or Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should read and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam should listen, which is a common practice till today, alhamdulillah. We see the huffaz sitting and they are reading to one another. So this is a great, great practice. So how much more in the month of Ramadan we can make the Quran Sharif alive, and very important then to carry it on after Ramadan also. Not only stop at when the moon is sighted, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali laments and cries and says that once the moon is, announcement is made that the moon has been sighted for Eid, everyone becomes lax. People who are like regular with their ibadat also, they also become lax. And they also going to take it easy that last night. Whereas the last night is a very special night also. We have Laylatul Qadr in the odd night. And then we have the night of prize giving. And then we have the night of Eid. All these are very special occasions. So Allah give us tawfiq to try whatever we can, how much we can. And as we will explain, and it will be read also, the best is to be in i'tikaf. Allah give us all tawfiq. When a person is in i'tikaf, all the time, when he's sleeping also he's in ibadat. And in i'tikaf, he goes to the toilet according to the rules, regulation. That also is part of ibadat. All, everything. He goes for his farad, ghusl. That is also part of his ibadat. So, mashallah, those brothers whom Allah Ta'ala has given tawfiq, and they are sitting for i'tikaf, the niyat of i'tikaf, they are in ibadat all the time. May Allah give me also tawfiq, give us all tawfiq. Inshallah, now we try and spend our time in the zikr of Allah, the ibadat of Allah, tilawat, whatever. Inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq. Inshallah.